This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Tons and tons and tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. For those of you that like to take the long road, right? For the long road, you can go to Agenda21radio.news. That'll get you there. That'll get you there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. The call-in line will be open, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255 for all of your considerations when you call in. That'll be opened. We'll open it up at the bottom of this hour, and it'll be open all next hour. So we'll be able to take your phone calls. Anyway, lots of things going on. We have Donald Trump going to Hanoi. He actually landed, from what I understand. And he is, it's a long trek over to Hanoi. But he actually landed, and I guess he's on the ground or something like that. Somebody said something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of clueless, you know. Just as you are clueless until I tell you what's really going on, right? Well, anyway, welcome aboard. And remember, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. Call in lines. Area code 215-867-8255. Amazing. We're talking about the dynasties of California. There's four families that control the whole system there in California. They're all out of the Bay Area. All the families that control California, everybody who controls California is out of the Bay Area. I call them the San Francisco Treats, right? The San Francisco Treats and what they're involved in and all the stuff. Anyway, so we just absolutely love what's happening here. Socialism is abounding everywhere. You know, it's kind of interesting as you start to see how these things play out, and there's a lot of things going on about how people are fighting against the Californication that's going on. They don't want Californians, or they do want them, and so on. The businesses, of course, are fleeing California because of socialist attitudes and so on. New York is another one. I guess Governor Abbott is visiting New York, talking to people there, going, "Hey, we want you in Texas. Come to Texas," because you know New York has got the same issues, right? New York's got the exact same issues. And then there's Chicago, right? The new state of Chicago. That's what there's actually a resolution on the floor in the assembly. Well, I don't know what Madigan did to it. He's the speaker down there. He's like the old Willie Brown. And Willie Brown surfaces in the midst of this whole thing with the California GOP election that elected this new socialist. A socialist, right. A groomed socialist. It, really what it is, she's the equivalent. And what we figured out, she is the equivalent of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but for the left coast. So you have a completely corrupt California GOP. We all know that from top to bottom. Everybody knows it. And I have got, listen, I got to tell you, I have been lit up, literally lit up, almost torched. They blowtorched me all the time about since Sunday, since this election. Boy, I'll tell you, when the election would happen, when they announced who it was, 54% of the vote or something like that for Patterson. She's a 36-year-old. She's from Ventura County. She's supposed to be a social conservative. What's that? Sounds like socialist to me, right? Social conservative. You know, if you consider what she is, the first clue is how they described her, the adjective in front of conservative. Socialist. Well, so, you know, it's like Nazism. I'm not making a comparison to that to her. No. I'm just saying, though, in terms of, you know, words have meaning. Acronyms have meaning. But what's Nazism means? It means National Socialist. Oh. Nazism is socialism. Not too different from communism, except the government owns everything in communism. You have private companies that work with fascists most of the time, with Nazis, right? That's why the big hero of Adolf Hitler was Mussolini, Mr. Fascist himself, right? Well, how did it work out for Mussolini? Well, he was turned upside down, butchered, hung by his toes or something like that. Did you know that? He was hung by his toes. Ooh, that would hurt. It never ends well for all this. It really doesn't. That's why Donald Trump's really kind of under the gun, because he's trying to stop it. He's trying to forestall the things that are happening right now in the United States and around the world. That's basically what his job is. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, yeah, Donald Trump, of course, the other side. It is absolutely amazing what we're seeing from the other side right now. Absolutely stunning. But this is the norm for them. And they want you to be so derailed emotionally and so tired of all this stuff. You know, it's really hard to keep up. It really is. You know, I'm in the business and it's 24/7. All the time there's something else happening. But I do have to tell you that there's certain things I enjoy my popcorn and soda pop with, because things are happening. And they know, in other words, the administration is actually getting some. My time is up, apparently. That's the bill. More text messages. I'm sorry about that. But things are happening on the legal front to take some of these people down. The pedophilia in particular, the pedophiles are running rampant and at risk. Yeah. The ugliest thing, I think, is in the world is pedophilia. I really do. I mean, except for, you know, local beheadings and things like that, burning people at the stake or stoning people. All ugly things that rest with the left. Isn't that amazing? Or throwing gay people off buildings. Brings a whole new connotation to dead cat bounce with those folks. But that's just drifting off to the left. Like I said, when societies and organizations and countries go down this path, it never ends well with socialism. And that's why Donald Trump is coming out so strong against it right now. Because especially in, guess where? Well, we could take a little journey to Venezuela. How's it working out for everybody down in Venezuela? The situation down in Venezuela, this is the headline that I woke up to this morning. Noose tightens on Maduro. Russia claims USA preparing to invade. Attacked and powerless, Venezuelan soldiers choose desertion. Univision Ramos briefly detained after showing garbage eating video. Okay, now Jorge Ramos, you know, he's somebody that I'm really not fond of Jorge. He's like a chatterbox. He's a chatterbox. So this is what happened to him. This is a report from Reuters. I don't know if I've got... I'd like to see the people eating out of the garbage pictures. I don't see any of that stuff. Wait a minute. What is this? Do they have a report? Face the Nation? No, I don't want that one. Okay, so this is what we have from Reuters. It says, the six-person team that he was held up, a six-person team from Univision, was going to be deported. Oh, okay, we got the music coming up. I'll bring this up. This will come up in the next segment. Remember, call in line is 215-867-8255. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio coffee is in hand. It's in hand. And we're at the bottom of the second pot. I'm contemplating making a third pot today. Busy. It's been busy. I'm telling you, it's been busy. And it's you know, and of course it's raining like crazy up here. Right. 5 or 6 inches or something like that in a 24-hour period. Going to fill up the Oroville Dam. But gee, what happens then? They're thinking about opening up the floodgates. Literally, the floodgates. All right. Okay. Well, water management 101 here, California style, right? Okay, so Venezuela to deport Univision team after Maduro shown garbage-eating video. Well, okay, now listen. This is Jorge Ramos. You know how he was tossed out. Jorge was tossed out by Donald Trump. Remember that? He was tossed out because he started getting argumentative, and they took him out. They hustled him out. And he claimed all this, that, and the other. And he was just castigating Trump. Remember that? Well, now here he is fighting the real war. He is fighting the real war. In Caracas, Venezuela. Just yesterday. The 16 persons was held for more than 2 hours in the Miraflores Palace after Maduro said he did not like their questions.
I'm sorry, I thought you'd like my questions.
Well, Ramos didn't back down. Hey, he manned up. He manned up. Good for Jorge. Ramos told reporters after arriving back at his Caracas hotel, which was surrounded by armed intelligence officers. Now, I don't know if that's an oxymoron or what. Venezuela's socialist government, so there's that word again, has long had a tense relationship with Western media, which it largely considers hostile and in league with imperialist interests. Really? Imperialist. Isn't it odd that the United States of America was formed by throwing off the people that were being imperialistic and colonists? That was England, the king, right? They were pretty hostile to the colonists. I mean, as the story goes, and then all of a sudden, the Western world starts to gain their independence by a document called the Declaration of Independence and becomes an important instrument for them. But somehow, the Americans are the big imperialists, or Western media. Now he's calling Jorge Ramos an imperialist. Okay. Maybe he believes that Univision is a imperialist notion. I'm just saying. This is how they think. Well, they think not with their heads as so much as with their toes. Short detentions and deportations have become common, especially as reporters facing delays for official permissions seek shortcuts to report in Venezuela. That has come into the spotlight over the past month as Maduro faces his biggest political challenge since he replaced Hugo Chavez 6 years ago, with dozens of countries recognizing his rival, Juan Guaido, as the country's legitimate leader. At least 7 foreign journalists who flew in to cover the turmoil were briefly detained in January. Ramos, a veteran anchor born in Mexico, said he asked Maduro about the lack of democracy, there's that word again, in Venezuela, the torture of political prisoners, and the country's humanitarian crisis. The president stopped the interview after being shown a video of young Venezuelans eating from a garbage truck. They confiscated all our equipment, Ramos told Univision in an interview. They have the interview. Ramos said authorities had informed his team they would be deported on Tuesday, and they had to be at the airport at 8 o'clock local. He said they were scheduled to leave on a midday flight to Miami. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez, oh, there's another Jorge, more of these Georges around, said on Twitter the government had in the past welcomed hundreds of journalists into the Miraflores Presidential Palace, but it did not support cheap shows put on with the help of the U.S. Department of State. Really? I didn't know he was a State Department official. You would think that he's so caustic to Donald Trump that he would have been, well, but maybe he's got a modicum of decency. There's that word modicum. I've used that word twice today. But yeah, just the thought process. Maduro had been conducting interviews with several U.S. media networks on Monday. Venezuela's government accuses the United States, which is openly pushing for Maduro to step down, of attempting to orchestrate a coup d'etat. Washington earlier on Monday targeted Venezuela with new sanctions and called on allies to freeze assets of its state-owned oil company, PDVSA. The moves came after Venezuelan security forces violently drove back opposition attempts on the weekend. You know, I got to check the Reuters. I'm making several little edits here as I'm reading because of grammar issues. And who am I? I was only a biology teacher, not an English teacher. But that Mrs. Gunn, my senior English teacher, geez, she drilled it in me. Attempts on the weekend to bring humanitarian aid, including U.S. supplies, into the country against the will of Maduro. Maduro denies there's a humanitarian crisis. Shocking! See, there's a commonality here. Don't you get it? There's no crisis at the border now, is there? We don't have people eating out of garbage cans in Venezuela. No, there's not there. In fact, we confiscated your video and all your stuff, and we know it's not there. It's not going to be shown on your show. Well, you know, there you go. And again, there's what are known as step function increases. That's what they're called. It's a new thing. It's not new. It's just the new explanation for you if you've never heard it before, but a step function increase in behavior pattern that always goes on with dictators, which it always does in socialist organizations or countries. And that's what we have here. We have a country that is socialist, and they've gone beyond the denial phase. They're taking actual physical action beyond the denial phase that there's a crisis, there's a problem. There's no crisis. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. And we saw this pattern all throughout what? The California and American Democratic Party. It's the California Republican Party and the Democratic Party in California. They're colluding. That's the real collusion. They're colluding with the rest of the Democratic Party. So they've taken it. There's no. It was Gavin Newsom. There's no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. Everything at the border is manufactured. There's nothing to see here. Moving. No caravans coming. No. These people want help. It's a humanitarian crisis. They call the problem at the border now. They've kind of flipped. It's a humanitarian crisis. What's wrong with you guys? There's no crisis. Just a humanitarian thing. See, so get you dissuaded and get you thinking there is no crisis when there is one. And if you don't like the way they say it, the next step is going to be violence towards you. This is a step function increase. So they've already made that connect the dot to be violent and start killing people, rounding up the usual suspects. Why do you think I have that in the clip? Round up the usual suspects. Because they are rounding up the usual suspects. Will that be next for us? I don't know. But they released him. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're back. We are back. Okay, let's talk about Cohen to testify that Trump engaged in criminal conduct while in office. This is the thing that's going around the news that came out of the Wall Street Journal this morning. Was it this morning or last night? I don't remember. I first got a clue of it last night. But, you know, so much has happened since last night. You know, slept a few hours, did a few things. Updated today. Rebecca Bajas and War and Peace Robel. Fox News, it's Fox. They own the Wall Street Journal. And they're the ones breaking all this stuff. This is as the article is titled, Cohen to testify that Trump engaged in criminal conduct while in office, and president's ex-lawyer will tell committee he witnessed Trump's lies, racism, and cheating. Role in hush payments, says a person familiar with his plans. Okay. Convicted felon Michael Cohen. No, that's not even in the article. It says Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer, will for the first time publicly accuse the president of criminal conduct while in office related to a hush money payment to a porn star, a person familiar with his planned testimony before Congress. Appearing on Wednesday before the Oversight Committee, Mr. Cohen also will make public some of Mr. Trump's private financial statements and allege that Mr. Trump at times inflated or deflated his net worth for business and personal purposes, including avoiding paying property taxes, the person said. The financial statements were developed by Mr. Trump's accountant, the person said, and the Wall Street Journal has not seen those statements. Okay. Mr. Cohen's testimony is expected to focus on his behind-the-scenes accounts of working for Mr. Trump for over a decade, a period during which Mr. Cohen will say he witnessed the lies, racism, and cheating by Mr. Trump, the person said. So far we're getting into a nothing burger at this point. Mr. Cohen is expected to, this is my commentary here, Mr. Cohen is expected to recount racist remarks by Mr. Trump allegedly made to him, including instances in which Mr. Trump allegedly questioned the intelligence of African Americans and criticized their lifestyle choices, the person said. Again, no high crime here. And by the way, all this was stuff that was happening before he was president, so I'm not seeing the ties. Mr. Cohen's planned testimony comes 13 months after the Wall Street Journal first reported that Mr. Cohen paid $130,000 in October 2016 to former adult film star Stephanie Clifford, known as Stormy Daniels, to buy her silence after she alleged having sexual encounters with Mr. Trump. Says, in the wake of the journal's revelations, federal prosecutors investigated Mr. Cohen's activities, raided his home, hotel room, and office, and began probing the business practices of the Trump Organization, including whether it committed campaign finance violations. The Trump Organization investigation, spearheaded by U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, is continuing, people familiar with the matter said. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in a statement, called Mr. Cohen a disgraced felon, and noted that he had previously pleaded guilty for lying to Congress and making other false statements. Sadly, he will go before Congress this week, and we can expect more of the same, she said. It's laughable that anyone would take a convicted liar like Cohen at his word, and pathetic to see him given yet another opportunity to spread his lies. A spokesman for the Trump Organization didn't respond for a request for comment. Mr. Cohen agreed to testify before the committee at the behest of the Democratic chairman. Maryland. Oh, Maryland. That's the land of Nancy Pelosi. She came from Maryland. Yeah, because, you know, her mafia dad and family are out of Maryland. In August, Mr. Cohen implicated the president in two federal crimes when he told prosecutors Mr. Trump directed hush money payments during the 2016 campaign to Mrs. Clifford and to former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who alleged she had an affair with Mr. Trump. The person familiar with Mr. Cohen's anticipated testimony said Mr. Cohen would provide evidence of criminal conduct since Mr. Trump became president. But other than saying it involved the Clifford payment, wouldn't offer more specifics before Wednesday's House hearing. I don't think this is going to reach the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. This is going to be nothing more than let's bash Mr. Trump. Again, because we didn't get him on the collusion because there was no there. There's no reason for the investigation to begin with. The hearing would be the first time Mr. Cohen alleges that Mr. Trump committed a crime while in office. While the payments to both women were made weeks before 2016 presidential election, Mr. Trump has faced questions from reporters about his possible knowledge of Mr. Cohen's subsequent reimbursement for the Clifford payment, as well as about whether he had any conversations with Mr. Cohen about efforts to conceal the payment after the Journal first reported its existence in 2018. Mr. Trump previously has described the Clifford payment as a simple private transaction and said if the payments were illegal, it was Mr. Cohen's mistake. Well, this is the argument that Mr. Cohen has to come. You know, how does he explain that? I advised my client, I conceded to my client doing something illegal. The president has denied the sexual encounters with the women, as well as ordering Mr. Cohen to arrange the payments to them. In December, federal prosecutors in New York for the first time directly implicated the president in the payoff scheme, referring to him in court papers as Individual One, alleging that Mr. Trump had played a key role in the hush money payments, as the Journal had previously detailed in its reporting. Mr. Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 federal crimes in August, including tax evasion and making false statements to a bank, and to 1 count of lying to Congress in November. He is expected on Wednesday to express contrition about the crimes he committed and acknowledge his mistakes, the person said. He will attest to having lied repeatedly to protect Mr. Trump and to what led him to publicly break with the president last summer, the person said. He will also reiterate that he wouldn't accept a presidential pardon from Mr. Trump if one were offered, the person said. Mr. Cohen is scheduled to begin a 3-year prison term on May 6th. Now, the reason why he won't accept one is because he would have additional charges filed in Manhattan, which would extend his stay. He'd have an extended stay in prison by about 30-some years, I think. Now, do you think that Mr. Cohen's going to say anything that they want out of the Western, out of the Southern Division of Manhattan? I think so. He's going to, hey, bro, let's help a brother out. I'm a rat. I'll be a rat again. That's the way the game's played. They'd have that hanging over his head still. Go up there to Congress and lie some more for the good of the country. The globalists, you know, they want that. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. 215-867-8255. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I know. People are talking to me. Stop it. I'm hearing things.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm absolutely just kidding. What's going on here? Anyway, so
Cohen the Rat is back.
The Rat is back. And you know, this is going to be a Circus Maximus, as we know. It's kind of like, hey, just go along with it, right? This is what they do. This is how they do things.
Echoes of Watergate, they're saying. Curtain rises on 3 days of drama. Okay. As if we haven't had enough drama, right? As if we haven't had enough drama. I'm telling you, we don't need any more. No, listen, we're going to have more drama than you can actually imagine. It's only going to get worse. We've got a lot of stuff coming up, especially in the third hour today. You definitely want to be checking it out, what's going on. So let's talk a little bit about the environment. Let's talk about the environment. Let's talk about what's expected here. I like this one. This is not the environment. This is about paper. Socialism talk will sink Dems. Left-wing overreach. Oh, I got to do this first. Because there's all kinds of things coming out about shocking. What about this global warming thing? You know, we mentioned this yesterday. What about? No, there's so much global. You know, there's not. Of course not. It's contrived. The only thing that's happening, of course, is the spraying, continual spraying of the chemtrails, as they're commonly referred to as, you know, the aerosol particulates that are being sprayed and so on. That's still happening around the world. In some places, it's not. The clear weather modification that's happening. We've got now in Lake Erie, everybody's panicking. Ice tsunami forces evacuations along Lake Erie. What happens? The waves, the water freezes, and it starts pushing out. And, of course, it's scaring everybody. But it's happened before. All this stuff has happened before, so there's really, you know, where the real problem is the real weather modification that's actually taking place. The geoengineering, as it's known. And go to Dane Wigington's site, geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And, of course, the problem that you have, the biggest problem I see is the one that causes everybody to just suddenly burn. Yeah. You have to be warmed up, get to a specific heat, you know, have a little bit of flame flash, and all of a sudden they burn right up, like we heard about people burning in the Paradise Fire, right? Yeah, and that's because the aerosols have a fundamental chemical in it known as aluminum oxide. And then you have a fundamental character in your blood, in the hemoglobin. And in fact, the hemoglobin is blue most of the time. Well, half and half. Half the time that it, your blood is blue, and half the time it's red. I mean, red for fire, right? It's on fire. That's because it has iron in it, and when oxygen bonds with the iron, it's go that small, right? When the oxygen bonds with that fire, that blood turns red like fire. Get it? Well, the sinister thing about the chemtrails is with the aluminum oxide in it, it's got
I mean, we're talking about the atomic level. You have a molecule, aluminum oxide. You don't have sitting atoms. They're bonded together. You have a molecule then. It's different, right? A little bit of chemistry coming at you. I know it's early in the morning, but it's happening. And the real sinister thing is that that molecule, it's got an oxygen. Now, when it gets inside your body, because it's a nanoparticulate, nano means really, really small. It's cellular small. It's, in fact, it's smaller than cells. It's only a couple atoms there. And when that oxygen combines with the iron in your bloodstream, all that, and by the way, what's carried along with it is those atoms of what? Aluminum. Aluminum in very small amounts like that burns real fast. It's called an accelerant. And when combined with oxygen, it gets that real hot burn, especially with the iron. And it forms a compound called thermite. All of us, with all the aluminum oxide in us, not only are we subjected to the various diseases and so on, like especially young children growing up, autism, anyone? When they started spraying us really badly in the 90s, the people, the autism scale and spectrums and everything else just went through the roof. We didn't have a lot of autistic children in the schools. All of a sudden, we had thousands, tens. I mean, a huge population started skyrocketing, and even today. Just there's a direct correlation right there with aluminum oxide spraying. And that's what makes bodies burn at 3,000 degrees in big fires. It's got to, right? No other answer to that. You're walking around here with all your hemoglobin, with all the iron in your blood, and when it bonds with aluminum oxide in your bloodstream, it gets red. Those corpuscles get red. I know these are big words. Corpuscles, molecule, compound, atoms. I haven't even talked to you about electrons and protons and neutrons and, you know, assorted things like that. But that's the level that we're taught. Very, very small. Very, very subtle. But that's what they're spraying over our heads right now. Anyway, okay, you got me into the environment. I was going to go for this thing, but this that goes to the third hour. That's part of the third hour device talking point. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up in the third hour. The call-in number is 215-867-8255. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Remember to support our sponsors. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. The code word is agenda for all your sleep needs. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America! 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back. We're going to be talking about mega hats. All you people out there, mega hats.
You got it. Coffee's in hand. Fresh pot. Third pot. Went to P3. Pot 3. It's wonderful coffee because I make it. Homebrew. Now, yeah, I don't grow the, you know, I get the seeds. I grind them. There's a certain blending of, well, seeds. They're really important. Let's see. Backlash Brewing. This is a, I know we've got to close it out, but I'm being driven by these shining objects. Because, you know, Starbucks, speaking of coffee, right? Outrage as construction begins on new Starbucks right across the street from popular Philly coffee shop. Okay. Food preservatives may make you lazy. They're saying, okay, but the Philly, I don't want to bite on this, but why should people be ticked off about another coffee shop in Philadelphia? Why? Why should they? But they are. This is from CBS Philadelphia. I'll play it. Well, I won't play it. I don't want to play it. We don't have enough time. We're running out. But why would they be doing such things? Because it's from Seattle. So a coffee controversy is brewing in the center city. It comes as construction started for a new Starbucks on the skirt of City Hall.
Dilworth Park. Eyewitness News reporter Matt Petrillo is live there with the story. Matt, good evening.
Hey, Joe, good evening to you. That Starbucks is being built in the southwest corner of City Hall. It's also right across the street from a La Colombe. That's a Philly-based coffee shop, and many people we talk to say the two so close to each other is just not a good blend.
I find this strange.
Well, I really think it should be a local coffee shop.
Ground has been broken for Philadelphia.
Well, so much for free market capitalism, right? It's always going to be somebody upset with you. Anyway, if you're successful. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up in the third hour. What about these mega hats in Clovis, California? Shocking. Shocking. People like Donald Trump in California? I'm shocked to hear that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.